KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KANSXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time or are in an oak. Please call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, once again, looking for any mobile, short time, or internet stations. If so, please call net control now.
Jump in here quick. KBSWR in and out. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Jeff. Thank you very much. Have you marked as in and out. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Thank you very much. Have Jeff as an in and out station. Do we have any other mobile short time or in and out stations? If so, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard at this time. I will take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Nothing heard from EchoLink. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Robin City. No traffic, Mike.
Kilo, this is Pinky Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank, Moot Township, no traffic.
This is KDAZ, Mini Bert, no traffic.
This is KE8QCO, Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is a KD8ZXR West Harrison, no traffic.
All right, let me run down the list we've got so far. We've got a good start to the list here. Somebody doubled with Ron. I'm not sure if you're in here or not, but let me run down the list and we'll find out. First off, is an in and out station. I have Jeff, KB8SWR. Regular check-ins, I've got Rob, KC8SBL, I have Ron, KC8YVF, I have Tom, N8EUI, Bob, N8KPR, I have Minnie, KD8PAZ, I have Fred, KD8QCO, and I have Horst, KD8ZXR on EchoLink. Did I miss anyone, or is there anyone else that would like to check in to our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now. So with that, we will get our net started here. One announcement to make, a bit of sad news. August 22nd, we lost a longtime ham, past president of our club, Dwayne Morris, KD8AUY, passed away. There is information up on our club website, and there is a link there also, I believe, to the Snow Funeral Home, which has all the obituary and memorial service information on it. So, ham community definitely lost a great, great person here recently with Dwayne, and thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends during this difficult time for them. With that, we will go ahead and get our net started here. We'll start off with our EchoLink station. Horst up in Harrison, KD8ZXR, you're up, and standby Rob. Horst, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
This is KD8ZXR, Horst up in Harrison, Michigan. Just back from a month trip out to the East Coast. Had a great time out there. Stopped Niagara Falls, Syracuse, Albany, New York, Twin Mountains, Vermont, Mount Washington, and then off to Bar Harbor, Maine, and then back again. Had a great time. No problems. Just tossed a bunch of money out there. Other than that, just trying to log in to the Fed website to renew my license and just having a few issues getting through with them. This is KD8ZXR back to net control.
Very good, Horst. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Definitely sounds like you had quite the adventure out east there. Expensive, like you said, I can imagine that. Well, hopefully one sideline to that is maybe if you had lobster out in Maine, maybe that was a little bit cheaper than around here. And good luck with renewing the license. I know it can definitely be a hassle, or quite a few people have complained about the FCC's website and navigating through it, getting renewed. I know the one night after one of our club meetings, we helped Mike N8XPS get his renewed, and it was a little bit of a headache, but it finally went through, and he finally got renewed on that also. So good luck with that, and if you have any questions or problems on it, give myself or Ron a holler. I might be able to help you a little bit on that. So, all right, next up on our list, we will go to Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Ron. Rob, good evening, user. Go right ahead.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Good evening, KD8MMH and the group. Kilo Charlie, Sid Dudley. Yeah, Rob brought up about the passing of Dwayne there. I didn't know him, but a couple of people in the VARC knew of him, but definitely condolences to his family. Sounded like his man led a very lively life. Was really, really tuned in to the club and all the operations of our club and everything, which is pretty cool. Okay, Mike, I'm doing pretty good here. I'm getting ready to go to the Octagon Bar. That's coming up the weekend of the 7th and 8th, so Rob will be over there with his engines, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm not sure if it's going to be really hot, or I have to do like I did one year. I had to bring a coat because it was 31 degrees one Saturday morning. Let's hope it doesn't get that cold. All right, one other quick thing here. I got my hot water 100 heat kit ready for sale. Those 68 as a predecessor to the hot water 101. The successful buyer will get the radio, HP23 Spy, which has been recapped by WBIQ, D104 mic with a new element, the umbilical cable between the radio and the power supply. And somewhere in my stuff, I got the assembly manual somewhere, but that, I'm going to be able to find that here pretty soon. So, but I bring that. I mentioned that before. Other than that, yeah, like I said, the plane radio worked at Gatornet this evening on the 7255 on HF, and did really good. But the band kind of changed, and got real noisy, but HF-wise was pretty good. But yeah, I've been sitting in the basement. Wait a minute. Sitting down in the basement, it's nice and cold down here. But I got the camera running there, Mike. Yeah, because the Swan, which works great thanks to your club, and the heat kit, when you got 20 tubes compared to 3, I think I'd rather run the radio with 3 tubes. A lot cooler. So, okay, Mike, that's all I got to report. Mike, we still got up in the upper 70s right now, but I was going to go out and try to mow the grass. I gave up. Too hot out there, so. Okay, I'll be around for the second go on. I'll hand the veteran that control and doing a great job. KD8, MMX to the group. Yo, Shirley 8, shoes up to Lima. Take it away, Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good luck there with your octagon barn. Hopefully the weather does hold out for you for that. And my weather is showing 82 still here right now. And, yeah, it was definitely not a day to be working, doing anything outside. I picked up the camper over the weekend and brought it home to get it cleaned up. I'm doing Halloween camping here in about a month or so. And, yeah, weather like this, I'm not going to go out there and work on washing that down or getting that cleaned up. I'll wait a few days. Hopefully the temperatures will drop a little bit. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KDAC repeater. Before we go to Ron, let me take another quick standby here and see if there is anyone else that would like to join our net. If anyone else out there would like to join the Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, very good, Rick. Thank you for joining us. I've got you added to our list. We'll be down here shortly. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Tom. Ron, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everyone on the net tonight. Hope everybody had a good week last week and a good weekend. The weekend was nice. It was sunny. Took advantage of it. Saturday, took a couple of loads of wood from my trees that got cut down out to my daughter and son-in-law's house so they can use it for firewood. Son-in-law came by on Sunday and grabbed my trailer and took another load out. And I've probably got at least three more loads, three or four loads still here. Ms. Dig was out today and marked the property for the tree company. As soon as we get all the wood out of the way, then I'll have the tree company come out and take out the stumps, and then we'll begin the cleanup process at that point. And my wife is working with a landscaping company to bring in dirt and that to where two of the stumps are and plant and hydro seed it and get that done. So we'll have to get some grass back in there. And in the other area, she's going to do some other landscaping ideas. And where the pine tree used to be, that was pretty well dead, where she's going to put in another smaller tree that's only supposed to get to maybe 10 or 15 feet tall. So not very big, not up to the power lines again. So that'll be good. And Friday night went out for dinner with some friends who are back in the area, which was very good. I haven't been out for dinner with him in a couple of years because he used to live down in the southwest part of the state and bought a house up here in Midland area, off in 20 and 30 out that way. So look forward to having him around so we can do some more things as well. He also rides a motorcycle, so I'll be able to get him out and have somebody to ride with a little bit. And then did some other things. I had to get my TV antenna wires and that back into the house. I had to take those out when we had the windows put in. And I've got those rerouted and back in and reconnected. So I have my antenna back again. That's my backup TV. So if we were to lose cable or streaming or anything, at least I'd have the outdoor TV antenna and the generator to power the TV at least. So we'd have some entertainment or some news or information to come into the house. So that was important to get that back up. So this week's a little busy. Had a dentist appointment today with an oral surgeon. I've got to have my wisdom teeth taken out and another tooth. So that's scheduled in about a week and a half. Tomorrow I got another doctor's appointment. And then Friday we have Dwayne's funeral. I took the day off for that. Start my holiday weekend early at least. So I'll go to Dwayne's memorial on Friday. And then Saturday, we're going to start the floor, finish up the floor that I've been working on for so long. I got the finished floor sander rented. That's ready to go. I picked that up Saturday, so I have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to get it sanded and get it finished. So long-time project coming to an end, at least for the floor. And then I just have the tile work to do in front of the fireplace, which is another weekend project, but not a major one like what I've been working on. So nice to be able to see some end to this coming. And like I said, I've been working a day here, a day there, but no, it's whenever I got time to be able to work on it. So it hopefully will come to an end this coming weekend. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you. KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Definitely sounds like you're not going to have a very relaxed, easy Labor Day weekend. It sounds like you're actually going to be doing a little bit of laboring there with all the work going on with the floor and everything else you've got. So good luck with that. Hope it goes well for you. And we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. And I'll double-check next go-around, but I'm assuming that you will definitely be around at the end of the net for the net report. So with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Tom, N-A-E-U-I, and standby Bob. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, everyone. This is Tom, N-A-E-U-I. Hope everyone's doing well. It's been a very, very warm day today. My wife and I were outside. We were cleaning the interior of her car, vacuuming the interior and dusting it off, cleaning the windows, and we were out there for about an hour, and it was just, just unbearable, I feel sorry for those people who work out in the sun, like doing the, making round asphalt, things like that, places that are really hot in the sun. It's just unbearable out there. I really feel sorry for those people. I used to work in that heat, humidity, and I was working at TV5, and it was difficult at times, lugging around a 40-pound camera and tripod and batteries and that, and the heat and humidity. So I'm retired now, so I still feel some people have to work out in this kind of weather. So, but other than that, not quite, not real busy. Let's see, mowed the lawn last week and got about, the grass is growing pretty good, about 2.5 bags of clippings, and that's not too bad. I usually have about 3.5 bags. The grass is growing, but not real tall, but lack of rain. Hopefully get some rain real soon. I've been putzing around with my mesh-tastic units. Get those things, get them up and ready and working. And I think Ron mentioned he's going to have a advanced setting meeting in November, various training in November. So I'll bring my mesh-tastic units then and get them tweaked using the advanced settings, hopefully. I got to read the old bit about Dwayne. I'm sorry for his loss, his family. Sorry for his family's loss. My wife and I send condolences to his family. And he was a good guy. He was a stand-up guy. I always found his humor somewhat deadpan, and that's what I enjoyed deadpan humor. I always laughed at that kind of humor. It always tickles my funny bones. So, but that's about it. I've been on the radio a little bit over the weekend. I would go down to the basement where it was cooler and just get on the air for maybe an hour or so. And let me break here. And yeah, it's 10 meters and 15 meters are doing very, very, very well. 40 and 80 are kind of noisy. 20 is always pretty good, but I like to get on the 10 and 15 meter bands once in a while. 12 meters once in a while. But that's about it on this end. I'm gonna get a little long-winded here. I'm gonna toss it back and hear everybody else has to say. And it was good to see one thing. It was good to see everybody at the. Dinner and a movie last Thursday evening, so it was pretty good. So I'm going to toss it back, and we'll get you on the 73 round. This is N-A-E-U-I.
All right, very good, pal. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, nice words there about Dwayne. The meetings that he hosted and presented at were definitely memorable. Remember the one where he put together, I think it was called Wires with Dave NADRL, and I don't know if anybody has a copy of that, but that would definitely be fun to see that again. And he had some great presentations too on like how to save your rechargeable batteries, jump starting them, getting them going again. I remember that. A lot of good information there. Very very intelligent man, and knew his stuff, and will definitely be missed. So thanks once again, Tom. We'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. Next up, we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, my condolences to Dwayne's family. I never met the
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
I'm sure he's a good guy. And what else? Oh, Horace, you're quite the traveler. I think Bob Cedar wrote a song about you, the traveling man. And what else? Yeah, I was camping for the last 12 days. Just got back yesterday, and of course, everything's out of control. And but I did cut grass today. I cut about half the yard, and I found a place in the shade to sit for half an hour, then I cut the rest of it. And my garden, parts of my garden where the beans were and where the cucumbers were, I just took the mower and drove over it and chopped it up so I can get a rototiller in there eventually. But the crabgrass, quackgrass, whatever they call that stuff, yeah, it just took over everything. You know, you can't have a garden, especially one my size, and expect to leave, you know, for 2 weeks, and expect it to be okay. It's just insane, especially this time of year. But that's my whole life's been, when August gets here, I've lost control of the garden. But, oh well. So I've dealt with it before. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. This weekend we got a seafood boil up at the campground, so we'll be going to that. But that's about it for this round. Back to the controller, Cindy KPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Sorry to hear about the garden. Hopefully we're able to salvage a few things out of it at least, and get a couple nice things out of the garden. Fine business on the camping there, and sounds like you had a great time. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Net on the KADAC repeater. Continuing on down our list, next we will go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and Standby Fred. Minnie, good evening to you. I'll go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. Well, say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good bunch in here tonight. Not doing too much. I did go out and feed the birds and put some fresh water out for them, but that's the only time I was outside, so too warm out there for me. So I've been staying inside and staying cool. Got 3 fans going, plus my air conditioning. So anyway, other than that, not much else going on. This is KDAPAZ, that's KDAMMH.
Right, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good job on getting water out for the birds. It's been quite a while since we've seen some rain around here, and I'm not sure, looking at the weather, when we're possibly might see some Friday, but it's hard to say. There have been, looking at the radar, like yesterday, there were little showers spouting up here and there, and then they quickly disappear, not much, but yeah, it's last couple weeks has definitely been dry, and we could definitely use some rain. I'm sure all the farmers out there would like a little bit of a dose of rain right about now, too. So, all right, next up on our list, we'll go to Fred, KEAQCO, and Standby Rick. Fred, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Been pretty quiet on the radio activity. Haven't been on HS for a while. I did put together a couple of Meshtastic units and playing around with those just a little bit, but not doing too much there. And for the holiday weekend coming up, that's usually my preparation weekend for hunting season up at camp. I do my brush hogging and my shooting lane clearing and all that kind of stuff and put my cameras out and see what's out there. So With that, I'll be back to net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Appreciate you joining us tonight. It doesn't seem like it, but it is. It's getting close already to the hunting season. It's kind of hard to see where summer went, considering we're less than a week away here from Labor Day weekend. So time is definitely flying by. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and that will bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby after Rick. Rick, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. I don't know if anybody's been checking the weather out here, but on direct weather, they indicated there was a possibility of some severe weather tonight and tomorrow afternoon and Wednesday. I don't know if anybody else has heard that or not. They show a front coming through from the north and so forth. So there's that possibility. And then Friday for some more rain, and then looks like the weekend looking pretty decent. So other than that, I was outside cleaning the windows. That's why I wasn't in time for the start of the net. But I keep busy. It is very miserable out there, that's for sure. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And I think now that you mention it, I think I did get a notification on my phone earlier today, something about possible hazardous weather. So, yeah, there is, with all the heat and humidity in the air, it definitely seems likely that something could sprout up and bring some nasty weather our way, so definitely keep our eyes open for that. So thanks for the information there, Rick. Appreciate it. Be back around here shortly also for the 73 round. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Hey, nothing hurts. So that we'll start back with our EchoLink station, Horst, KD8ZXR, and standby Rob. Horst, you're up, and wondered if you had the lobster out there in Maine, and if so, how the prices for the lobster were. Go right ahead.
This is KD8ZXR, Horst up in Harrison. My girlfriend had a couple of lobster dinner and a lobster roll. I ended up with the scallops. Lobster dinner, small lobster, medium sized lobster, $26 to $20. A lobster roll was $24. So both of us dinners ended up being about $60. So don't expect cheap food out there. And what you really can expect is the traffic is just very bad. A lot of cars and drivers out on the road. And the only nice thing about it is we're able to cut through Canada. It saved a couple of hundred miles. But still, the whole trip was about 2,600 miles altogether. And variable and enjoying driving. My girlfriend was disappointed. She didn't get to see a moose out there. So I'll probably have to go back out there one of these other days or years to come. Other than that, Cog Railroad up in New Hampshire was worth the trip up. I did it about 13 years ago. And at that time, they were running all steam engines going up. And now they switched them all over to biodiesel, which is still a fun ride because everything is at an angle going up and going down. The only thing going down, the only thing we use are the brakes on the trailers. Because they don't need any steam going there. Other than that, weather was good out there. Rained one day. All other days, nice and sunny and warm. Now back here 4 months. By the end of September, I should be heading back down to Florida. This is KD8ZXF, back to net control.
Appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks for all the updates there on the trip. Sounds like you had a great time. I think I would have been with you and gone for the scallops also rather than the lobster. It sounds like long gone are the days where you could walk down the docks there and grab a nice fresh lobster dinner for $5. But still, it sounds like it would be in a restaurant around here, though. So fine business, and thanks for joining us tonight. 7-3, you have a great week ahead. I hope to hear from you again here soon. All right, continuing on down our list. Next, before we go to Rob, I'll do a station ID here. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, next we'll go to Rob, KC8SDL, and stand by Ron. Rob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Very good, Mike. KD8. In my nation, a group kill on Charlie 8, I was playing for ID. Forgot to wave a hand to Miss Minnie. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, you're like me. I'm down in the basement here, where it's nice and cool. Other than that, Mike, yeah, like I said, looking forward to Octagon Barner. Yeah, I picked up a Magneto for that big, my big green six-horse engine, because I had that battery issue, which I conked out in West France. And well, the bag I got ain't much better than what was on there, so I got a buddy of mine working on it for me, hoping he gets a spark out of it, because I spent $300 for something that didn't work, but that's what happens when you get stuff on the internet, so hopefully you can salvage it and get it working for me. So, but, yeah, looking forward to the Octagon Barn, and hope the weather's going to be okay. Let me see here. Other than that, radio-wise, everything's working good here. The Swan 500, boy. Every time I put that on the air, people just rave how well that Swan 500 sounds. You know, Mike, and I tell them, I said, yep, pay $10 for it. And I just can't believe how good that radio is. That is definitely a keeper. Yeah, my Swan 350, the guy in Pennsylvania, my friend from New Hampshire, came up this way here about a month ago, and he picked it up for me, and he dropped it down to my friend George, Whiskey Three Golf with C. Mike down in Pennsylvania. And the Swan 350 was his first HF rig he ever had. So now he's got another HF rig, so I'm going to keep that. So he's pretty happy with that radio there. So, yeah, I don't need all these radios. Still, like I said, the Kenwood's doing good. But when I have the Swan running and the Heath got running, huge Edward hot for that right now. So, okay, 73, I have a good week. Can you take care and stay cool? And again, I'll wave a hand to Miss Minnie. KD8, in my major group, Kilo Charlie, Sir Doug Lima, Southridge Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YZF, and stand by Tom. Ron, I'm assuming you will be around at the end of the net for the net report. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike. Yes, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. And, yeah, Rick, I did hear the information for the weather report. We're level two of a slight risk. Basically, pretty much it looks like all of lower Michigan for tomorrow, but there's only about a 40% chance. Primarily north of 69 was the main threat. So we'll wait and see what pops up. So, the confidence in it wasn't real high, at least where and when, but at least we've got the second level up into the slight tomorrow, so be aware of your weather conditions and that. Listen to your, have your HT with you and your weather radio or cell phone or whatever for information to broadcast out if there is a watch or a warning. We'll wait now, wait and see in the morning if spotters are on standby or not. TV stations are saying a greater chance, like 60% chance on Friday. So the greater chance, at least for rain, will be on Friday, and that would be a good thing. We haven't had rain here, good soaking in a couple of weeks. So my grass actually outside has got kind of getting that orange tint to it. I walk through the lawn and get kind of the rusty toes on my shoes from the grass. So we could use some rain. Very hot tomorrow. Watch the heat index up near 100 degrees. So stay inside, stay in air conditioning if you can. If you need to be out, hydrate. Make sure you drink lots of water, wear a hat, wear loose-fitting light clothing, and all those good things that they taught you as you were growing up. Opposite of what Mom did to you in the wintertime, going out to the school bus. Let me break. Last week, the 22nd, was our last Aries training. We had our picnic and movie. Turned out very well. Thanks to everyone that came out. Thanks for the great food that we had. Dave ERL for providing cooking the hot dogs. Appreciate that. Mike for your gate attendance and your flower welcoming ceremony. And Otto, the pilot, was there. So made an appearance. So check out the website or on Facebook. I posted a picture up there of everybody. We had a good time. For those that missed it, we watched the 1980 movie Airplane, and it's been a long time since I've seen parts of it, I guess. I've never seen the whole movie start to finish, especially the theatrical version. I've seen the TV version here and there, and it was a little different, that's for sure. A lot of fun. So thanks, everyone, that helped out. Appreciate it. Next month, Aries training will be down at 911. I will schedule that with Chris at the 911 center. We're trying to go down there at least once, usually the September before the SET. The SET will be on October 12th, so mark that on your calendars. We will participate in that. Hopefully we'll get some information out of Max prior to the Aries meeting, so I'll have something at least to give to you guys and something to plan. More than just 2 weeks before the exercise. So we'll look forward to that. 73 to everyone. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you later. KCYVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. Great information there. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Great time at the dinner and the movie. Thanks for getting that together. And definitely a fun time there. And you had mentioned earlier about school buses. A quick reminder, too, to everybody, a lot of the schools have started school today. So if you're out driving around, be aware that school has started. There's school zones, school buses out. So use a little extra caution there and be aware of your surroundings. Make sure that you're aware of what's going on with the schools being started now. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Next up, we'll go to Tom, NADUI, and Standby Bob. Tom, go right ahead.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, this is NADUI back again. I concur. School's back in session, so make sure we are aware of the school buses and kids getting on and off the school bus and crossing the streets and all that stuff. My granddaughter, she started third grade. She goes to Midland. They started school last Tuesday, so she's got a weekend so far. But she was already chomping at the bit a couple weeks before school began. She was getting excited to go back to school and new teacher and see her classmates again and getting back into a school routine. So she was excited, so I'm happy for her. And speaking of which, September, Labor Day is already next Tuesday. Where'd the summer go? My gosh. Next Monday, Labor Day. And so I see a longer weekend. So everybody, I'm going to toss it back in 673, and I hope everybody has a good weekend, a good longer weekend. Stay cool and hydrated. We're getting rain on Friday. I'll probably be cutting the lawn probably Thursday, get that cut before the rain comes down, and hopefully things will cool down a little bit. The heat is just stifling. It's just, you go outside, and it's just, it's oppressive. So, well, eventually, then come winter, we'll be complaining about the cold, so it's just a vicious cycle. So, we'll take it.
and just bear with it until things start to moderate, so temperature-wise. So, okay, let me say 7331, and everybody have a good weekend. This is NAEUI. Good night.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and, yeah, stay cool. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, they, a couple weeks ago, I had an asphalt driveway, and my wife got tired of it, and, well, she wants to know. So the driveway is 90 feet long, and I have a turnaround in front of the, I have a approach to the barn off to the side, and it's double wide driveway, 12, 14 feet, whatever it was, I can't remember now. Anyways, we had cement, not all the way up, well, 6 feet from the road, because you can't have cement all the way out to the road unless you have curb and gutter, and I live out in BFE. I'm in Frankenwood, but I'm out in the township, so. But anyways, I was just trying to add up how many yards of concrete they poured. I got one pour was, what was it, 10. Another one was 14, and another one was 17 yards of concrete. And it was pricey. But I had some retired guys do it. And they've been doing it for 40-something years. And they said they're all retired, but, you know, for a little extra money, they'll do some flat work, as they call it. So I had that done, and I'll actually be able to use it tomorrow. Well, at least for my vehicles, my travel trailers sitting over in the farmer's yard. He had room for me to store it over there. So in another week or so, I'll bring that over, because that's a little over 6,000 pounds. So I'll bring that over then. But until then, but so, yeah, so everything's like really bright white. It's kind of different, but oh well. That's what you wanted, that's what you got. Thanks for doing that, Mike. 73s, everybody, have a great night. And we'll talk to you again. Back to Net Control, this is NAKPI.
Hey, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good job on the new driveway there. That's what the wife wanted. I guess what they say, happy wife, happy life. So good job on that. Yeah, I'll give it a little bit, and the bright whiteness will darken up on a little bit after a little bit. So, all right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Minnie, 88PAZ, and Standby Fred. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ, and I'll wave my hand to Rob there, and I'm doing very well there, Rob. Thanks for asking. Anyway, not much. Tomorrow I'm going to probably stay inside all day. Wednesday I've got family breakfast and luncheon with the girls I graduated with on Wednesday, and we were going to go to the park on Wednesday with the girls, but we decided we're going to go to the restaurant instead because it's going to be too hot and rain and stuff. So other than that, everything is going fine. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us tonight. 7-3 to you all, so you have a great week ahead, and sounds like you made a great choice there with the decision to move the dinner from outside in the park to inside to a restaurant. This entire week doesn't look like it's weather that we want to be outside in much. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and Standby Rick. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, and thanks for doing the net. Also just wanted to say thanks for the extras at the movie night. My son Paul, he got a kick out of that, so it's kind of fun. Once in a while I'll think of an old movie and reintroduce it to him, you know, and ones he hasn't seen, like one the other day he saw was Happy Gilmore. He thought that was pretty funny, so I figured he'd get a kick out of Airplanes. So With that, everyone, have a good week. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, your son definitely looked like he was having a good time at the movie there. He was laughing quite a bit at some of those. It's good to see someone that probably hasn't seen it in quite a while or has never seen it for the first time go, you know, laugh at all the scenes there for the first time. So good job on that. Thanks for bringing him to the meeting. All right, that brings us to Rick, KC8 to VOA. That'll bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby after Rick. Rick, 73 round. Good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, everybody in the net. Not a whole lot new here in the home front this week. A lot of busyness going on. We run down to Detroit Metro tomorrow to pick up a package from Alaska and so forth. But other than that, bike ministry on Wednesday and stuff like that. I've got some windows to remove out of an RV and reseal. Hopefully the weather straightens out a little bit on Thursday. I can get that done and see if that doesn't make a little bit of improvement there. And with that, I'd like to wish everyone 73, KCBOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you also. I hope the weather does break a little bit come Thursday or whenever, because, like you said, I got some stuff I need to get done outside, too. I got the camper home now. I'd like to get that washed and waxed again before I take that out here for our camping trip coming up in a few weeks. So, 7-3, you have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Nothing heard. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 731 and all, thank you all for joining us tonight. AKC8YVF, KD8MMH, give me 1 second here to put some numbers together and I'll have the report for you. Okay, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the report, Ron.
I am ready, Mike, go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 146, 146, routine, Hotel X-Ray Golf, KD8MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, August 26th, 2024. And it's being addressed to yourself, Rod Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figures 10, 10. Total time, figures 50, 50 minutes, X-ray, and no more. I'll copy.
Copy the report, Mike. Are you going Friday?
Yes, I had definitely planned on it. Probably, I think it starts at 10:30. The actual service is at noon, so I'm thinking probably somewhere around 11, somewhere in that area.
Okay, yeah, that's what I planned. Plan going to the visitation before for a little bit and stay for the service. So, all right, I liked the family's comment at the end of the obituary. If you read that, that was nice. I like that.
Yeah, I did see that. That was very touching that they included that in there. So definitely a great friend of the amateur community here, and definitely of the Savara Club. Always stood up when there was something that needed to be done, be it, you know, needing a president or whatever. He was always there to give us a hand.
Yes, sir, he was. So, all right, we'll see you on Friday. KC8YVF clear.
Add one more to the list, sir, Ron. Make it 11. WADW in Harrisville, and I just wondered, well, if Mike's still there, is the club going to send any flowers or anything to for Dwayne over?
Yeah, this is KD8MMH. Hey, Dave, how you doing? I hadn't really planned on flowers or anything. I guess we can talk it over and see what we want to do. I think a couple years ago we did come up with some kind of, I'll have to go through the files and see, something for Silent Keys as far as what we do for them. But I did not have any plans as of now to do anything like that. But if you've got any suggestions or whatever, let us know.
Yeah, okay, just wondered. I know, yeah, we did talk it over before. I think, I'm not sure if it was past members or what the whole thing, I mean, because Dwayne was a big part of the club with being the president or past president back there. So anyway, we're up here in Harrisville and having just got up tonight. We've been a full day here. So catch you all guys later. 7-3s, catch you later. KC8YVF, KD8MMH, this is W8DW out.
Yep, go ahead, Ron.
There we go. I got teed in before the tone. Yeah, I really think we should do something at least, maybe, you know, up to $50 or something like that. I don't think anybody in the club would have a problem with that. We really should send something, being club president, that we were mentioned in the obituary, as far as being, you know, part of the club and that stuff, and being a past president. That's something that we really should do, you know, to show the family at least that, you know, Dwayne was part of our organization and that we appreciated what he did.
Yes, yeah, I agree, and no, I don't think anyone in the club would have a problem with that at all. If you want, you can give me a call on the phone, probably maybe tomorrow after you get out of work or whatever, and we can discuss what to do or how to take care of it.
KC8VOA, I agree as well.
KC8YVF.
Okay, yep, thanks, Rick. We got you in there. So, yeah, we'll get something together. We'll do something, definitely. KD8MMH, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.